GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, welcoming the computer geeks. From Midcoast iPhone Repair, Chris Quimby is sitting right over there. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
And from Chris Down's computer room, the other Chris is sitting over there. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You got a question for the computer geeks? Dial it in right now, 1-800-966-1039. Ask them anything about the smart devices. They're smarter than your smart device.
I'm not sure about
Maybe
that.
I'm going to fact check that in a moment or two. Or send a text message to us into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478, or the McLaughlin Seafood inbox is open.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. George away, leaving for some sunshine in the Sunshine State, and I Lysoled down the entire room in there today.
Phew.
Ahead of you Good. And the other guests that have been here, okay?
Yep. Are you going to do it after we leave, too?
I think Don't we will. Me. But I wondered, in all of that,
I've got it over.
Is it okay? How close is it okay to use this Lysol Professional Disinfectant Spray in proximity to your keyboard? Or, I've seen people spray their phones. And I wonder if that's safe.
I use isopropyl alcohol to clean devices. It evaporates almost immediately, especially the higher percentage stuff. I'm not sure I'd go spraying Lysol on stuff. Your keyboard's probably fine.
Have you seen these keyboards? look at the one in front of you. Hang on. No, seriously, hang on a sec. Grab that. See the keyboard in front of you? That's the one that George uses. Take a good hard look at that, fellas, and you tell me that you want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
We used to work for a newspaper. We've seen some nasty keyboards. I won't mention any names, but
Chris, my friendship with Chris began when we worked at the same place here in town, and yeah, we have seen, this is nothing. We've seen some things. What was it? Our boss at once said about talking one of these keyboards. He said, "Yeah, that's the kind of thing where if you put it in some boiling water, you can get a fatty broth out of it." It was disgusting.
See, I wonder about how. What's the best? You don't want to just dump something on it and then hope it's going to disinfect. Don't you want to like rub the thing down?
I would think if you were concerned about that, you could probably apply the disinfectant or whatever to a cloth and then wipe it down with a cloth. Then you don't just spray it and have everything falling it falls.
Yeah, you don't want the liquid leaking in between the keys, especially if it's a laptop. Don't be getting a laptop keyboard wet.
Okay. What about the phone? What about the iPhone?
Well,
the Samsung?
I'm with Chris. On the few occasions that I wash a phone, I use isopropyl alcohol as well, and I put it on a rag first, and then sometimes when a customer, like a contractor, for example, I'll dislodge their phone from their case, and they haven't taken it out of there for a couple of years, and there's all kinds of little crud in there. Sometimes as a courtesy, I'll just wash it off. Plus, I just don't want to touch their crud either.
Yeah, I can imagine. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. You're on with Chris and Chris, the computer geeks. What's your question, caller?
My computer screen's gone gray. What's happening? Do I need a new computer?
Or some Clairol?
I don't know. Is it a laptop or a desktop?
Desktop. And it's Windows 7. Any suggestions?
All right. Gray screen, Windows 7.
Well, it could be several things. The first thing I'd want to try is a new screen. If you've got another one or one you could borrow or, you know, even go out and buy one. They're not crazy expensive, depending on how big a one you need.
Do you have another screen in the house, ma'am?
I can probably get one, yeah.
And you probably, all you got to do is unplug the back of one and plug it back to the other, right, Chris?
Of course, I should always start with, have you tried shutting it off and turning it back on again?
Yes, I have tried that.
Yeah, I assume that.
I might have missed this. Have we established it's a desktop and not a laptop?
Desktop.
Oh, desktop, okay.
I just woke up.
And when did it happen?
Well, let's see, for the last 6 months or so.
Okay. Do you remember the website you were on when it happened? I'm sorry, what did you just say? It was
about 6 months ago, and it does come on, but it takes a while. But it's very frustrating when you want to look something up.
I mean, it could be several things like the video card in the computer, or something going wrong with Windows. But always start with the easiest stuff, and with a desktop, the easiest thing is to swap out the monitor.
All right.
Okay, so get a new monitor, swap it out, take a look at it. If that doesn't work, give us a call back, 1-800-966-1039. A video card. Maybe we can go down that road just for a second. In a computer, there's a video card and an audio card.
Well, a lot of that stuff's built in, depending on
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to get really into the details of what she's got for a computer.
Yeah.
You know, your standard off-the-shelf computer is going to have a built-in video card built into the motherboard. You can add a video card. If you got like a gaming machine or you care about your video, you'll add a video card. And, you know, if it's the built-in one that's gone, then you add a video card to get past that.
How expensive are they to replace?
Anywhere from $30 to $300 and up.
There's a wonderful $350 rangefinder from the Price is Right.
You only spend that much if it's a gaming machine or you're working with video editing and you need really high quality video.
Mm. Here's a text message to the Chris and Chris, the computer geeks. I cracked the screen on my Apple iPad Pro 9 and I was told I could not just replace the glass, but rather the glass and the LCD. Both needed to be replaced. Is that true? They said it would cost about $250 to replace.
Yeah, that's not cheap. So to give you an overall understanding of how iPads were mostly constructed back in the day, it was mostly just the glass digitizer that could be replaced. That and the LCD, the part that casts the image to you, are two separate parts. That changed with all of the Pro models, the iPad Mini 4, I think, and then the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Air 3. They are fused together as one part, which increases the expense for you. And so, yeah, I don't know what my price is to do that, but that sounds like it's in the ballpark just because of the parts price. Now, that being said, I noticed through my parts suppliers, you can buy just the separate screen because apparently there's some people out there that are psychotic or have enough time to try to fuse those things back together. No, I don't mess around with that sort of stuff. So, yes, that is true what you heard.
1-800-966-1039, your questions for Chris Downs and Chris Quimby, the computer geeks on GHRT. This text message into us. I have a Samsung Galaxy S8 active, and anytime I send text messages to people, I get a message back from myself, and then there is a message on top of what could be the issue. Well, let me rephrase that. It's all one sentence, and I think there's a bit of punctuation that's missed. And then I get a message back from myself, and then there's a message on top. What could be the issue, and how do I fix it? Granted, that's a Samsung Galaxy S8. And Chris Quimby, I know you favor working on iPhones.
Both of us do.
Okay.
And don't have as much experience with Android operating systems. But, you know, if he was in my office, he or she were in my office, I would just Google that. I'm like the answer to most things. But seriously, I don't know. I know one thing that's annoying about text threads on Android phones is sometimes when you're in a group text and somebody will send something out to like five different guys, let's say one of them responds and it comes back as an individual message to the other people in the group.
Oh yeah.
Without it's a weird thing, and I've investigated that a couple years ago through Google, and apparently there's something within your message settings that you might be able to toggle on or off. I just don't know what they are right now.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. What's your question for the computer geeks on GHRT? Go ahead. I think their question is about spotty cell phone coverage. Go to line two. Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What's your question for Chris and Chris, the computer geeks?
Yes, I have a Dell Latitude, and I'm running Windows 10, and my software for antivirus is Norton. I fire it up, and after it starts going, I start to do my systems check with Norton, go through virus scan and all that. My cursor freezes.
Freezing cursors.
Maybe start with uninstalling Norton and reinstalling it. Are you paying for Norton?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Norton's a great program. It also can cause a lot of issues. I think that's why I would start. Try to remove the Norton and put it back on. Or why Norton is off the machine, so to speak, you know, run the machine for a bit and see if it behaves correctly without the Norton on there. Mm. Then you put Norton back on and see if you get the problem back. You've eliminated or identified the issue as Norton.
Right. I didn't want to take my my firewalls and all that stuff out of Norton off my screen and fire it up because I was afraid of maybe a Trojan inside.
That's a possibility. I don't think the Trojan would necessarily break Norton, although it could. If it was in my shop, I might remove Norton and scan it with another antivirus program while Norton is off of there. But, you know, as long as you don't go downloading free music while Norton is off of there, you should be okay to at least
as long as you don't got to go to Napster.
Yeah.
Just I don't download any music or anything like that from it.
There's a great program out there called Malware Bytes. If you look that up.
That's legit?
That's very legit. Oh. If you get the right one anyway.
E-Y-T-E-S.
I get all the little pop-up ads for them, and I'm thinking there's someone that's trying to break into me. I've ignored. I shunned.
Don't follow the pop-up ads. You go get it yourself.
Okay.
Don't listen to Rick.
All right. Best of luck. Thanks a lot. In his final appearance on our program, that's Chris Downs, Chris Downs' computer room. Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Caller, hi. We've got you on the PDQ Door telephone line. What's your question for the computer geeks?
My cell phone, the camera is all foggy to take a picture, but if I turn it around so it's facing me, it's perfect.
I have seen that a lot.
What?
Not on my phone.
The same camera? Like the
same
rear camera?
The rear camera, one side is wicked foggy compared to the other, isn't
it? Well, wait, do we understand that there's two separate cameras in the phone? So, like, there's the selfie camera and then the rear camera,
yes,
essentially?
Right.
He's saying the rear camera's foggy.
Is it the rear camera or the front camera that's foggy on you?
It would be the front camera, taking a picture of somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, we're talking two different cameras. Yeah. One works fine and one doesn't.
And what kind of phone was it again?
Cell phone.
Right.
Well, what kind?
Oh, I can tell you.
Okay.
Oh, geez. I'm not sure.
Do you know if it's ever gotten wet or was an environment of condensation? Or?
No, not wet. I think I did happen to leave it real close to a heater a week ago.
It's hard to say for sure without looking at it, but one thing I've seen before with people that come into my shop with iPhones is that if their phone has ever been wet, we might do some water damage repair, and if we put the phone back together, I'll discover, oh, look at that, the lens that goes over the rear camera still had some condensation on the inside of it. So I'd have to open it back up, take the camera out, wipe that off a little bit. That might be what it is, or you might need the camera replaced, and without knowing what model phone you have, if you paid more than $200 or $300 for it, it might be worth having somebody take a look at it and replace the camera in it, which is probably possible.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to make them foggy like that. A little condensation or even a slight crack in the glass could cause that. Mm-hmm.
Here's a text message from someone that they had the same thing. It was moisture in the forward-facing camera.
Yeah,
that still haunts them to this day.
And you've got to get inside there, and perhaps you can clean it, or perhaps you got to replace something.
Yeah.
Caller, hi. What's your question for Chris and Chris, the computer geeks?
Removing Norton, I just heard the past couple questions there. Removing Norton from my computer, I just can't seem to get it to uninstall.
How do you uninstall Norton when Norton doesn't want to go, guys?
When you can't completely uninstall it the kind and gentle way, Norton has an actual removal program for their own program, because this is an issue. Either contact Norton or go to their website. Can't think of exact wording for that program, but if you Google removing Norton, you should be able to find it.
But when you Google removing Norton, you should probably look for a URL that is Norton associated, not just...
Listen to Rick.
Yeah. So,
Symantec is actually the name of the company, Symantec. So if you see that, you're in the right place.
Symantec, S-Y-M-A-N-T-I-C. I'm just getting...
Spelling.
But yeah, Norton, like I said, Norton's a great program, but it has its issues, and it can cause issues.
The inevitable note comes to us in the MTG text line. I am finding that most problems with the computers can be solved with an application of a hammer. We don't suggest that. Don't listen to the listener.
Hammer time.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.